Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now for another Carbon County School District update, we have Principal Chris Winfrey from Castle Heights Elementary. Chris, always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Glad to be back with you for another year.
Yeah, definitely. It is fun to talk about what's happening at Castle Heights. And there is a lot going on, Chris. You and I have had some conversations off the cuff. And one of the things that you have mentioned is the parking lot, how you guys have kind of expanded things, changed things up a little bit outside. I know the construction wasn't officially finished when school started. So how does it look at this point?
It looks good. It's been a couple years in the making to try and get this project completed, and finally this last summer we were able to get the construction work done on the parking lot. We've added parking to the back of the school. We had parking back there before, but in total we only had about 60 parking spots for the whole school, which if anyone knows, that doesn't cover even just the staff when they're all there. So we added 72 parking spots behind the school, which means it allows us to open up our front parking lot now for parent parking and drop off, which is a really nice thing. It allows us to get the kids off the streets, drop them off in the parking lot where it's a little bit safer.
As far as the staff goes, I mean, I'm sure they love it, right? There's no more fighting for parking spots.
No, and what we had in the past was obviously the race to get there early so you can get a spot, because if you didn't, you're parking on the street, and sometimes it's around the corner, half a block down the road, trying to get a parking spot. So everybody has a space now. It's been really nice. In fact, we've had extra spaces in the back for when parent volunteers come in or PTA, and especially when we do school activities, assemblies and things like that, we'll have extra parking for parents in the back too. So it's a really nice addition to the school, and it kind of goes along with the whole building security thing we've been trying to do, make things safer for the kids.
Now, I know that this is obviously something that parents are going to notice. This is obviously something that teachers are going to notice. I don't think that students particularly care about parking lots, but you fixed that problem. I know there have been some additions and changes to the playground as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We've made some changes inside the building just to try to keep things safer for kids. Building security is always an issue. We want to make sure that when parents come to the school, we filter everybody through the office so that no one can get into a classroom without checking in first. It just keeps the kids safe. For the sake of our kindergarten, we've actually not had anything really. You can walk right in the lobby and go right into the kindergarten classroom. So we also added some security doors for the kindergarten, so parents will find that a little bit different. We're upgrading some things on the playground. We've added a full-size basketball court outside now with adjustable hoops for the kids. So instead of just the little hoops, we actually have a full-size court outside. We're adding some new things for the kids to do on the playground, some new games besides just Foursquare and Hopscotch. So we're trying to make things not only safer, but also more enjoyable for the kids.
And I'm sure it's been noticeable, right? I mean,
I'm sure
the kids have enjoyed this.
Yeah, I think so. You know, like you said, the parking, they don't really care that much about other than now they don't have to walk along the street. But yeah, I mean, with the additions on the playground and some of the things that we've added in the school, it's made it more fun for the kids.
How have the first couple of weeks of school gone?
They've been really good. We lost a few teachers last year with moving away, and husbands taking job different places. We've added a few teachers this year. So our kindergarten classes are big. We have four kindergartens this year. And then our other classes are actually significantly larger than last year. So we have pretty big classes, but it's been really good as we've gotten the kids back in school. They're kind of through the first few weeks of adjustment period, teachers practicing procedures and those kinds of things, and now the kids are back in school and we're in a flow. It's really nice. We've just recently gotten scores from last year's testing and things look really good, so we've had a lot of growth from previous years, and we've got some new programs in place for this year, so I'm excited.
Now, I've heard that the steps that Castle Heights has taken over the past 3 years have been astronomical, really, as far as scores go.
Yeah, absolutely, and that'll all go public here in a few weeks, and so I don't want to go into any details, but we've seen a lot of growth, and for me, that was the big thing when I first got to Castle Heights, was I wanted to see growth, not just across the school, but individually as students, and we really focus on a growth mindset. It's not so much about being the top in your class as taking where you start at the beginning of the year and growing significantly by the end of the year. Not everybody's going to end at the same place. We have some kids who start, really low, and then they make growth, tremendous growth. They may not become fully proficient at everything, but they've made tremendous growth. And that's been a really big focus for us, is having that growth mindset to where, we want you to focus on what you can do to improve just for you. It's not about being better than everyone else, just being better than you were.
Again, we're being joined by Principal Chris Winfrey of Castle Heights Elementary here on Castle Country Focus. Now, you did mention kind of the period of the kids. They've gotten through the adjustment period, right? I mean, is it only a couple of weeks? Is that typically what it takes?
Yeah, usually. I mean, it just depends. The younger grades, it takes a little while longer. We've had some interesting adjustments as our kindergarten, when they go from what they're used to as the little kids. Now they're in first grade, and it's more the standard flow of a school. You don't get recesses every, you know, hour like you did in kindergarten. You've got to get in and get your lunch eaten and get out and play and get back to class. And so that takes a little while to get through that. For the upper grades, it's really just a matter of adjusting to teachers. We have some new curriculum as a district. We have a new reading curriculum, new writing curriculum. Castle Heights is using a new math curriculum as well. So there's some adjustment to that too. And we've added Chromebooks for third grade. So now third, fourth, and fifth grade all have Chromebooks. So we're able to utilize technology in the classrooms, but it takes a while to get used to how to utilize that technology.
And before that, it was fourth grade, right?
Fourth and fifth, okay. Yeah. Right. So now all the schools, all the elementaries in Carbon District now have one-to-one devices. Actually, it's grades 3 through 12, which is amazing. Not growing up here in Carbon County, having taught in other districts outside the area, I've just been thoroughly impressed with the commitment this district has to making sure students have the technology and the resources they need to succeed.
Now, we did talk to a member of your PTA earlier on in the week, and she did mention the 5K run on Thursday. Outside of that, are there any major events coming up for the kids at Castle Heights?
Yeah, we've got the 5K run coming up tomorrow, which will be really exciting. We've got a few assemblies coming up. At the beginning of the year, we try really hard to focus on bullying and kindness to try to make sure we establish kind of that culture within the school. So we've got some assemblies coming to just remind the kids about how we act with each other, how we talk to each other, how words can affect people just as much or more than physical contact. So we've got some of those things coming up. Of course, in October, at the end of October, we have our Halloween Carnival, which is always a big thing. We invite members of the community to come out. I believe this year I will be in the dunk tank. And so people can come out and try to dunk the principal again, crossing my fingers for warm weather. Done that in the past and on cold October days, and it wasn't so fun. But whatever it takes to help keep the kids happy and invite everyone to come out and take part in that.
Well, you guys always do fun stuff. Principal Winfrey, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come on down here today and talk about what's happening in the school. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate coming in.
Definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.